بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ثم بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are advised by doctors that especially after we attain the age of 40 that we should do an annual health checkup, like full body check. I am not in agreement with that advice, but anyway, that's a different issue. But this is what doctors tell you: do an annual health checkup. Reason being that if there is anything wrong, then it can be detected early, so it can be treated and so forth. And of course, as I told you, my opinion is not an issue, but it's a good thing, obviously, that you do it and, you know, you catch something before it becomes a problem. But the reality of all of this is that no matter how many health checks you do, no matter how healthy you might be, no matter how old you might be, one day we have to die. The healthy die, the sick die, everybody dies. Everyone dies. I was seeing there is a Clint Eastwood's latest movie. Clint Eastwood is now in his 90s. His latest movie is called The Mule. And it's a movie about a drug smuggler. So the movie and all that is not so important. What is important is one line in that. I haven't seen the whole movie, I just saw a review, but there's one line. And the one line is, somebody asked him, you are 90 plus and you are making a movie. He said, what if I didn't know my date of birth? Yeah? I said, it's a very, very important thing. I mean, what if I didn't know my... Now, date of birth, what is date of birth? Somebody told you. Can you say with absolute, complete, total certainty that you were born on this day? Nobody can say. My date of birth is 20th of October 1955. How do I know that? Because someone told me. And someone told me at what age? At 1, 2, 3, 4. If I was 5 years old, did I know my date? No, I didn't know. At some point, someone told me you were born on this day. How do I know? I don't know. Yet, that one piece of information drives us throughout life. And I feel, oh, I'm so old. I'm now 60, I'm 80. Who cares? At the end of the day, you are as old as your body is. As you are as old as you can do as many things as you can do. I mean, if you can't do, you can't do. If you can do, whether you are 80 or 90 or 100 makes no difference. David Attenborough, who does those wonderful BBC, natural history and wildlife documentaries, he is 95. And he goes up in balloons and does all kinds of things. The reason I'm saying is that no matter what age, no matter how healthy and so on and so forth, all of these tests and so on and so forth are important. But the fact remains that one day we all die. Despite that, we feel that getting tested is important, that knowing these things is important, finding them out is important, because if you learn that, if you discover what is wrong with you early, you can repair it. Even though we know that even if you repair it, you are going to die anyway. Yeah? Whether you repair it or you don't repair it, you will still die. Despite that, we do that. And if somebody argues, you can say, look, it's not a question of dying or not. It's a question of if I repair it, then whatever life I have, I live it comfortably, I live it without pain. If I don't catch it early, then I will still die on the same day. But that period of life, quality of life deteriorates. So, you know, makes sense to diagnose and treat. The question I ask myself and I remind myself and you is, what about that part of us which is not going to die? What about an annual health checkup? Or maybe a little bit earlier, a little bit, you know, shorter period than that. What about that part of us which will not die? which will stay with us and which will go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. What about a health checkup for that? Which is our ruh? Which is our qalb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Allah said, nothing will help except qalbun saleem. On the day of judgment, nothing else will help except qalbun saleem. A heart which is... Now, saleem is one of those Arabic words which is difficult to translate. It means whole, it means healthy, it means pure, it means complete, it means, you know, all of these things. Something which is full of salama. Qalbun saleem. So, I remind myself and you, what is our way of testing to see what is the condition of my heart, my qalb? Heart is again, frankly, a wrong translation of qalb, because the qalb in the Islamic concept is a combination of the intellect and the emotion, both. It's not just one, you know, one thing. Generally speaking, we talk about the head and the heart, meaning intellect and emotion, feeling somewhere and thinking somewhere, thought somewhere. But the qalb is a combination of these two things, qalbun saleem. Today, medical science also tells us that there are neurons in the heart and therefore the heart also, within quotes, thinks. Leave all that aside, that, you know, whatever that is. But the point is that the concept of qalb, the concept of nafs, for example, is what? Is our being. It's not just breathing or personality or something. It's our whole being in its complete, holistic, total self. So, this qalbun saleem, there is a series of fajr pointers on that. I think, I don't know how many, I did many of them on qalbun saleem. But the point I'm saying here is that, what is our way of checking and testing what about the condition of myself, my heart, my ruh, which is not going to die. This body will die, the ruh is there. So, what about that condition? What about a ruh? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the mercy of Allah that Allah did not make the soul and didn't make the heart visible. Because if he had made it visible, then Allah alam what condition that heart is in and what people would be able to see. Because what are the sicknesses of the heart? Hatred is a sickness of the heart. You know, hating somebody, disliking somebody, hating somebody is a sickness of the heart. Greed is a sickness of the heart. Envy is a sickness of the heart. Jealousy is a sickness of the heart. Ghaflat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a mortal sickness of the heart. One thing we should do, which is try to monitor this on a, you know, full day basis, keep a notepad or something in the heart, in your pocket, and then see, anytime you become aware that I was not thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make a note of that. Write down the time. See how many times this happens in the day. Just keep a notepad. Anytime you become aware that this period passed, oh, I didn't think of Allah. I did not do dhikr, I did not mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I did not think of Allah, my mind didn't go towards Allah. May Allah forgive us for us. Maybe even in salah, we will have to take out the notebook and write. I mean, I'm not saying you should do it, but I'm saying that if we think about, am I ghafil from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in salah, we have ghaflat. So, what about outside of salah? These are all sickness, and I'm not giving you an exhaustive list of the illnesses of the heart or of the soul. I'm just giving you, you know, whatever comes top of the mind. All of this, so now if we do a check, yeah, like we do a check for the body, we say, okay, we do a cardiac profile, we do a full blood profile, then we do, you know, maybe a CT scan and so on is not a normal thing because that's done specifically. But just for the thing, for the whole body, supposing somebody does also a brain scan and so on. So, each one has. So, if we do this list of things and we say, well, what is the state of my tawajjuh on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the state of my heart with regard to hatred? who do I dislike, who do I hate, why do I hate. And now, as we do with the body checks, once you find, you do your whole checkup, right? And then you find, okay, this is a problem with the heart. What do? You do something or you say, yeah, okay, this is a problem. All my arteries are blocked, no problem. Let me go and eat some more parathas. You say, get admitted now, right now. Now, don't even go home. The point of diagnosis is to treat. If you are not going to treat, then what is the diagnosis for? So, similarly, now I discover that my heart has got ghaflat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, what to do? I discover that my heart has got, I hate somebody. So, what to do? I find that I am greedy. I find that I am ostentatious. I like to show off. I find that I have envy. I find that I have jealousy. So, what to do? All of these things, just like we treat illnesses of the body, once we diagnose, then we have to get after it. We have to say, no, I can't live like this. I cannot live like this with my heart full of all this garbage. This has to be cleaned. Just like the body needs to be healed, the heart needs to be healed, the soul needs to be healed. I cannot go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, that's why I said, it's, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah did not make it visible to save ourselves. Otherwise, maybe we would look like leopards or something, you know, nose is missing, ear is missing, fingers are missing, you got a hole in the face. Imagine how ugly and horrible that picture would be, may Allah protect us all from it. But that is, no matter how ugly and horrible that is, that body is going to stay here. That body is not going anywhere. The most beautiful person will die, the ugliest person will die, both. And when they go into the qabr, there is no beauty and ugliness in the qabr. That is mud, it's gone, grass. Bush of the daisies. What goes is the beauty or ugliness of the soul. The beauty or ugliness of the qalb. So, by all means, let us focus on the body. There is nothing, there is nothing nice about deliberately ignoring our health. We should not do that. The body is a amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore, it is important for us to take care of the body. But the soul is also an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qalb is also an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, how come we take care of one amana, we ignore the other one? That can't be done. So, I remind myself, when you let us focus on this, as I mentioned, one thing we can do, at least as far as ghaflat is concerned, is to carry a piece of paper in the pocket and then make a note on a daily basis. At the end of the day, sit down and look and say, how many notes did I make? How many times was I ghafil from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then do this inventory of this whole thing. All these sicknesses of the heart, what is the inventory? I mean, where do I stand on this? Do I have this? And believe me, we can deny it if it is there. Nobody is going to come and check. Nobody is going to ask you. Nobody is going to argue with you. But if you have it and you deny it, it won't go away. It's as simple as that. If you have it and you deny it, it will not go away. If I have it, I have to treat it. If I want it to go away, I've got to treat it. Just like a disease of the body. Just denying it or refusing to accept it, what will happen? It only gets worse because now it is there, you don't want to accept it, you still do the same things, it only gets worse, it can't get better. Same thing. So, I remind myself and you, let us do this and let us do this absolutely with a sense of urgency, not tomorrow or today. Today, right now. Sit down, make an inventory and say 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever it is. These are the issues that I need to address, and then make ruju ila Allah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has promised to help, therefore let us ask for His help, and then we correct ourselves, beautify the soul, beautify the heart, because this we are going to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to be in His presence with qalbun salim, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to cover us with His mercy and His forgiveness. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.